Okay, we are on Daf Mem Beis. Today's Daf Mem Beis. Actually, on the top one of Daf Mem Beis. And today's shiur is sponsored by Ari and Aliza Ginsburg, Lila Nishmas Rachel Bas Moshe. Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Machlokes, the Machlokes we had yesterday, whether or not you can be Meshachwer your Eved by, if you can free half your Eved. That was the Machlokes we had yesterday. That Amar Rabba Machlokes b'shashichwer chatziyav v'hiniyach chatziyav. The whole Machlokes, whether a shtar will work to free half, that's only if you're going to free only half. Aval shichwer chatziyav u'machar chatziyav. If you're going to free half your eved and then sell the other half to somebody else, or notin b'matana chatziyav, or you're going to give the other half as a present. Right? You're going to sell half. You're going to free half of him and then give the other half as a present to your next-door neighbor. If you're going to do that, kivon dekanafik minei kule, since he completely leaves your rishos, he's out of your hands, then divri hakol kana. Everybody will agree it works. Even though yesterday the Rabbana had reservations about that, but if it's totally out of your hands, everybody will agree it works. Only Abaya says, is that true? The kulu ubekulu lo pligi? They don't argue even in a case where he's totally kulu. He's totally out of your hands. He's totally over there now, somewhere else. He's half free and half by the neighbor. There's not a machlokes? Is that true? V'atani chada, there are two brises. One brise is going to seem to say, the one brayser says, "Akosev nechasav l'shnei avodav." If somebody writes all my nechasim to my two avodim, what happens? Kanu their kona umeshachwer in zeze, and then they free each other. That says this first brayser says that they're totally free. No one has a problem with that. V'vatani yidach. Another brayser says, "Haomer kol nechasai." Nisunid liploni uploni avdai. If somebody says all my nechasim are given to ploni and ploni my avadim, af atzlam lo kana. They don't even acquire themselves. So what do you see? My lav, aren't we talking about high rebbe the high rabbanon? Isn't this the same machlokas? Right. Right? So according to Rebbe, the first brisa, which says that they free each other, you can free half your Eved with a shtar, and then the other half will get freed by the other Eved. And according to the Rabbanon, that doesn't work. Right? That you can't have half with a shtar. Right? So if the both of them are being kona at the same time, they can't free each other. And if they can't free each other, it doesn't work. So what do you mean, says Abaya, that everybody would agree? It's Rabba. Rabba said it. What do you mean, Rabba, that everybody would agree that if you're Meshachar, if somehow you're completely divested of the Eved, it'll work with a shtar? It's not true. We have a Brisa that seems to say it's not true. Isn't that the Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, we have like a bunch of answers to answer the stira of these two Brises. All the answers are basically going to change the second brisa, or deal with the second. Second brisa is a difficult one, because the second brisa is the one that doesn't work, that they're not freed. So what's the pshat in that brisa? So the Gemara says, lo, I di rabbanon. Both brises are the rabbanon. Now what's with the second brisa? But had the amar kulu, had the amar chatzi chatzi. The first brisa said, you're all freed. You're totally freed. Totally freed. Then that brisa is mamash no chiddush. The brisa says that you free your eved. You're allowed to free your eved. You're not allowed to, but if you did it, right? So you freed your eved. The second brisa says, see the Rashi, look at the Rashi, Hada Amar Kulu. It's a long Rashi, but it'll say it better than I ever could. Hada Amar Kulu. Kamaisa, that's the first brisa. Kigon, for example, Shekasav Shnei Shtaros, He wrote two staros, kid the parishas, like we explained. Ubechal echad kasav kol nechasai leploni avdi. And to each one he wrote, all my nechasim are going to my to ploni my eved. Umodu rabbanan, the rabbanan agree. The kivon dezichel lehem bavas achas, since both of them were zocha at the same time. Venafki kulu minei, and both of them leave the master's possessions. Kanu, they acquire themselves. Ubas raisa, but in the second braisa, the omar chatzi chatzi, where it says now, we're translating it to mean chatzi chatzi, b'shtar ha'echad kasav, with one shtar he wrote, chatzi nechasei lecha, v'chein b'shein lechaveiro. You get half, and you get half. Lefikach lo kanu. Why? Dehavale b'chol echad shichra chetziav v'niach chetziav. That's exactly what the Rabbanan hold. You give away half, and you leave over half. It doesn't work. V'lo mi bayad, for sure don't have to tell me. Kasav u'masay lozeh, v'hadar masay lozeh. If you didn't do it b'vas achas, if you did it b'zeh achar zeh, for sure d'lo kano. For sure it's not going to work. D'chi masay l'kama shayar palga. Because when you gave over the first, the second half was left over. V'lo kano, v'chein l'sheni. So do the second guy. El afilu masay l'shneim ka'achas lo kano. No, even if you did it at one shot, you gave them at the exact same moment. It's still not kona. Why? The kivin the chatzi nechasei kasav b'chol chad dilma chad palga kasav l'tarvayhu. Maybe you meant to give half to both. The ikar shir that's left over. So these two brises now that we've explained them is exactly the rabbanan shita. Yeah, if you free eved completely, he's freed. Doesn't make a difference if it's one or two. One eved you can free, two eved you can free. But if you only free half of it, that's exactly what the rabbanan said yesterday. That doesn't work, and that's the second brisa. Now the Gemara says, "Ah, the Hamidiktani Seifa, but the Seifa of that second Brisa said, the Im Amar Chatzi Chatzi Lo Kanu, and if you do this Chatzi 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 business, it doesn't work. Michlal, doesn't that mean that the ratio of the Amar Kulu, that the ratio of that Brisa is where he said all of it? By the way, if you look at the Brisa, the words of the Brisa say, Ha'omer Kol Nechasai." Nesunin leploni uploni avdai. It doesn't say kulu. But if the second half of that brisa says half, mistama, the ratio of the brisa means to say all, so the Gemara says no. Perusha kama farish. The second half is explaining the first half. It's not a new case. It's explaining. Af atzman lo kana. No, they don't get freed. You know why? Because I hold, the Rabbanan hold, that in order to free you have to free you all in one shot. You can't have chatzi chatzi. Ketzad, what do I mean when I say they don't go free? Kigon, for example, dharma chatzi chatzi. If you free only half, it doesn't work. You can't free half and half with a star, according to the Rabbanan. Hachinayim mistabra. It also makes sense to say this whole explanation as Bryce is very mistabra. Why? The e salka daitach ratio de amar kulu, because if the ratio was talking about you freed the entire eved, and that doesn't work, hashta amar kulu lo kanu, if freeing the entire eved doesn't work, why wouldn't it work? For whatever reason, because maybe you're freeing both of them. So amar chatzi chatzi mibaya. So then I would have a seifa of the same price that telling me, by the way, if you write a shtar to your eved, you're freeing the whole eved, he doesn't go free. For various reasons. But, and now I want to hear another chiddush. If you write it, and if you have to, it also doesn't go free. It doesn't make any sense. You don't start off if you free the entire evidence, it doesn't go free. So you free the chatzi evidence, it also doesn't go free. What kind of chiddush is that? How would a braisa do that? No, he's freeing, he's giving all of his possessions, he's giving half of his possessions half to the other. So yesterday, Rabbanan said, you can't free an Eved B'chatzi.
But the master has zero.
What?
The master
has zero, right. But we said yesterday, the Rabbanan hold, that you can't free a Chatzi Eved. You can't free half an Eved with a star.
Well, so how is that different than when he says, all my possessions go to two Avadim? How is that different than the Chatzi?
Because we started off by saying that Rabbah said, if a master will say, I'm freeing half my Eved, and I'm selling the other half, that would work. So,
right, because the owner is not holding on to anything.
Exactly. So you're giving both. So what's exactly he's doing? Let's say like this. the master says, I'm giving all my possessions to the two of you. So we're going to, I think Rashi said it, they have to free each other. Each Eved now owns a chatzi of the other Eved.
Right.
So the owner owns zero, and between the two of them, they own, the difference is, did you say kulu? Both of you guys, you get all my possessions. How it's going to be divvied out, I don't know. Right. No, because Rashi says for sure would never work. Rashi says it's bavat achas.
Even according to Rebbe?
The kash is not on Rebbe. Yeah, we're not bothering with Rebbe.
Right, it doesn't work.
What?
And it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And even if it's bavat achas, it doesn't work.
That's why I'm not saying what the difference is between kulu and chatzi. If you don't say it, that's...
What? If you when you say a lashon of kol nechasai l'shnei avodov, yeah, they're both bavat achas. Yes, Rashi says it. Yes, the difference is by kulu you give your entire estate to the two of them. They have to now free each other.
Right.
But since he said kulu, you're divested.
And when you say chatzi,
you're somehow not. What?
Or at least less so.
Less so. Right. So according to the second, if it's chatzi, the Rabbanan would... What? I know, I saw there's a big Rav Akiva Eger here. So according to the Rabbanan, it would not work, like we said yesterday. And so there's no questions. Fine. So the Gemara just says, so we said that the second Brisa was talking about a case of Chatzi Chatzi, and the second half of the second Brisa was explaining the first half. And now the Gemara says, why? Because it would make no sense for a Brisa to say Kulu and then Chatzi Chatzi. They both don't work. There would be no reason for a Brisa to say that. Now the Gemara just says, Imishum Ha, if that would be your proof, Lo Iria. It's not really a proof. Why? Well, we're going to stick with this answer anyway, but that's not really a proof. You know why? Because Tani Seifa Lugluya Reisha. It could just be that the Seifa was making the Reisha more understandable. Shalo Tomar. You shouldn't say Reisha Da'amar Chatzi Chatzi. Reisha was a case of Chatzi Chatzi. Aval, but Amar Kulu. If you said Kulu Kanu, that maybe would work. So to teach you that it doesn't work, Tani Seifa Da'amar Chatzi Chatzi. The Sefer says Chatzi Chatzi. Michlal, the Reisha, the Amar Kulu, v'afilu hachilo kanu. It still doesn't work.
We are supposed to explain Chatzi Chatzi.
Yeah.
That even if he does it, v'vas
achas. Right.
You interpret the master's intentions, the master retains half.
Uh-huh. And then
the slaves get
only half. Okay. So he's really keeping half for himself.
Yes. And that's
okay. So that's one answer. One answer is, whose answer is this? Abaya's? That the Seifa was the Rashi, one Brisa was talking about all of it, and one Brisa was only talking about half. The Ebay saying, I'm sorry, the second Brisa was talking about half, and that's why that's the Sheet of the Rabbanon, and therefore it's not a Kasha. The Ebay saying, another answer, Lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha, Kan B'Shtar Echad, Kan B'Shnei Shtaros. You have one Shtar or two. Rashi explains, you can't free two people with one Shtar. You can't do such a thing. Why not? Because you can't do that to women. You can't divorce two women with one get. I have two. I don't like either of them. I'll save on the cost of the sofer. No, you can't do that. You have to write a get for each one. So too, you have to write a get for each eved. You can't write one get. So if you wrote only one document, that's the second brisa. They don't go free. No such thing. But if you wrote separate shtaros, it'll work. That's the explanation of the brisa. So 1 minute. If you wrote one shtar, and the reason why it doesn't work is because there's a technical reason that, by the way, you can't free two avodim with one document, right? So, where am I? So b'shtar echad, if it's talking about one document, then my iria chatzi chatzi. Then who cares if it's chatzi? I don't have to go. I don't have to come on to that reason. I have the reason of you only wrote one document. Afilu amar kulu nami lo kani. Even if you wrote the whole thing, also wouldn't work. You can do whatever you want, but if it's one document, it's not going to work. So the Gemara answers, no hachinami ka'amar af atzman lo kana. They don't even acquire themselves. B'meddavar mamurim b'shtar echad aval b'shnei shtaros kanu. Then it would work. The imam are chati chati, and if you're chati chati, afilu b'shnei shtaros nami lo kani. It even wouldn't work with two. So again, just to explain how far these shitas go. That's why we use the case of chati chati, even when there's one shtar, and that's enough of a reason for it to be no good. Right? To let you know. By the way, even if there would have been two, it also wouldn't have been good, because it's chati chati. V'boy same, a third answer, lo kasha. Kan bevas achas, kan bezeh achar zeh. Right? The question is it bevas achas, which would be good, or is it bezeh achar zeh, where it's no good? So the Gemara asks, Bishlam, a basra lo kani, I answer the second guy, it's not a good answer. I answer the second guy doesn't get anything because the hakani le kama. He's coming second. So the first guy already got. Ella, kama, likni, nafshe, velikni, lechavre. So why can't the first guy be kona himself and the other Evan? Why not? Right? If the first guy was kona everything, there's nothing left for the second guy. Right? So why would the first guy not be free? There's no reason. I guess we're assuming now it's not a case of chati. Ella, machvarta kedeshinim meikara. The other reasons we said are better. This is not a good answer. Not a good answer. Ravashi Amar, another answer. This is going to be also a good answer. This is also going to be a questionable answer. You know why? Shiny Hassam, there it's different. De kakari luhu avdai. Because he called them my avadim. What did he say in that document? Go back. Ha'omer kol nechasai nesunin uploni uploni avdai. They're given to ploni and ploni my avadim. If you're freeing them, why are you calling them your avadim? It should say, I'm giving this document to ploni and ploni. Why are you calling them your avadim? Obviously, you want them to stay as avadim. It's obviously his intent. And therefore it doesn't work. And they're not freed. Now, we're going to reject this because Amale Rafam Luravashi, what do you mean? V'dilma avdai shahayu kvar. Maybe he meant to say, these were my avadim, just to give you who they are. Milo Tanan, don't we learn, isn't there a mission in Peah that says, Hakosev kol nechasav la'avadav, if somebody writes all his nechasim as avadim, and they're included in all the nechasim, yotel l'cheiruf, they go out free. Why? Because he's freeing them by giving them all their possessions. Now, what does it say? Hakosev kol nechasav l'avdo. It doesn't say Hakosev kol nechasav l'former avdo. That's what it means. Shire karakal kol shehu. But let's say he leaves over some land. Eved, you're a great guy. So I'm giving you everything I own except for one piece of land. So then the halacha is lo yatzel l'cheiros. He doesn't go free. Why? Because maybe he's the thing that's being left over. He's not land. He's like land. So maybe he's leaving over him, so he's not free. Rav Shimon Omer, no, lo'olam hu ben chorin, he still goes out free. You know why? Because l'maaseh, he's not land. He's not land. He's compared to land, he's not land. But he wouldn't go free. Ad yomar, kol nechasa nesun l'ploni avdi, I'm giving everything to ploni my eved, chutz mi'echad mirubi shebehen, except for 1/10,000. Maybe he's the 1/10,000. He's worth more than 1/10,000. Not in the master's eyes, he's not. So maybe, that's what Rashi says. So maybe he meant to leave him over. Now, this is all a side point. What's the main point? The main point is he calls him his Eved. Time of the Amar Chotz Me'echad Merubi Shebehen. The reason why he doesn't go free is because he said, I'm leaving over a tiny portion of my land, of my property, of my possessions, and maybe it's you. So since we don't know, he can't go free. Ha lo Amar Hachi. Had he not said all that, Kani, he would go free, no? Amai, why would he go free? Evan Kokarile, he calls him an Eved. Ella, you know what? Avdai Shahayu Kfar. He meant to say, my former Eved. Hachanami here too, Avdai Shahayu Kfar. My former Avadim. So just because, so that's not a reason. Just because he said, I'm giving over to Ploni and Ploni, Avdai, avodai, my avodim. That's not a reason. It's not a reason that they would not go free. That's not the reason. What is the reason? The other reasons we had, chatzi chatzi, or wasn't bavatzak, not bavatzak, it also wasn't a good reason. What were the two good reasons? Either it was chatzi chatzi, or, what was the other reason we had? What? Oh, right, or it was written in one shtar. Right. The other two reasons are not valid reasons. Yeah. Right. We always.
It's the direction you're going.
It's right. The direction you're going. Exactly. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. Okay. Don't worry. Amid Beis, we have some things you've never heard before. I guarantee it. Okay. Unless you learn. Unless you're familiar with. One minute. Unless you're familiar with Kerem Tzion Lashasholins, there's going to be stuff you never heard before. Okay, here we go. I don't even know who that is. You know who that is? Kerem Tzion Lashasholins? Okay. The halacha is that if an ox damages somebody, the owner of the ox has to pay. It's to pay you. What if you're an Eved? So then the owner of the ox pays the master. Because the Eved's considered the property. He doesn't get any money himself. He's considered the master's property. So if the Eved, if an ox hurts, damages an Eved, the monetary damages of that incident go to the master. Okay? If you're a free person, if you're a regular guy, it goes to you. What if you're a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Koren? Right? And Tosfos points out, either you're a female, and if you're a female, there's no imperative for the Rav to free her, for the second Rav to free her, because there's no issue of Pruruvu. Or he's a Katan, so he doesn't have to free him yet, he'll wait till he's 13. What? Tosfos says it. The bottom Tosfos. Hainu l'mishna rishona. This is all, he says, we're talking about before Hillel agreed. But, or he says, but, dilemishna achmona, maisi yadav, shalo, bidisamach, madami lo, lamukov get shichwar. Umihu, nafkamina, aflamishna achmona, can even be the mishna achmona, kigon, shal yisomim, kitanim, delav bnei kfianinu. They don't have to be, you don't have to force the guy to free a cotton. Oh, bechet yashivcha, bechet yabas chorin, velo nahu guba minog hefker. As long as they're not mistreating her, as long as they're not treating her like hefker. What about lo sohu? I don't know. Fine. So we have a situation, either it's the Mishnah Rishona, before Hillel changed his mind, or it could even be a katan or a female. Anyway, they get injured. They get injured by somebody's ox. So here we go. Nagcho shor yom shel rabo l'rabo. If it's on a day of the week when he works for the master, the damages go to the master. Yom shel atzmo l'atzmo. If it's on a day of the week where he's working for himself and he gets damaged, the money goes to himself. You hear this? Okay? Make sense? Elameata, if that's true, then Yom Shel Rabo Yitza Shivcha, on the day he works for his master, he can marry a Shivcha, and Yom Shel Atzma Yitza Bas Chorin. On the day he works for himself, he can marry a Bas Chorin. So the Gemara answers, Isur lo kamrinan. We're not talking about Isurim. That's it. That's the end of the Gemara. New thing now. What's going on here? First of all, Tosfos HaRosh asks, why did the Gemara wait till the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Aleph to ask this question? Why can't he marry a Shivcha on the day of his servitude and marry a Bas Chorin on the day he's a free man? Why are we asking that question now? Could have asked that already. That should be the first question. Right. Beis Hillel said, Beis Shammai said, there's no Eitzah, he has no one to marry. Beis Hillel came along and said, you know, you're right. I didn't think of that, you're right. That should have been the first question. So Tosfos HaRosh answers, no. Because we thought that when you're Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, you're complete mixed up. You're Chatzi, completely Chatzi and completely Ben Chorin at the same moment. What's Yom Echad, Yom Echad? It's an expedient, we have to do something with you. So we'll make up, work one day for him, one day for yourself. Now that we came along and said this crazy chiddush, that not crazy chiddush, it's a very difficult chiddush. That what? That the money goes on one, depends on the day of the week it is now. Now that we're saying that, then why can't he marry?
There's two aspects to the king and the
Isn't that exactly what Isur lo kamrina means?
Yeah.
Right? It's exactly what it means. We'll get to that in a second. So that's why the Gemara waits till now. Because the Gemara never thought for in a million years that this would ever happen. The Gemara thought, you're a chati chati, completely mixed up. So what would happen if the Eved gets injured? I don't know. But I never would have said this. I never would have said it depends on the day of the week it is. Now that I'm telling you it depends on the day of the week it is, now, then why can't he marry? What? How it would work, I don't know. Lamaisa, how's it going to work? Because the Yerushalmi says as follows. The Yerushalmi says, the Kitzos says, what's going on here? So the Kitzos says as follows. What if an Eved's walking down the street, and he sees a Matziah on the floor? He sees a gold watch. And he picks it up. So the Yerushalmi says, it depends on what day of the week it is. If it's a day that he's free, it'll belong to him. And if it's a day that he's an Eved, it belongs to the master, because whatever Eved acquires belongs to the master. Let's say it belongs to, he picks it up on a free day. What happens the next day? The Yerushalmi says it belongs to the master. Why? Because it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference when he acquired it. Whatever an Eved owns belongs to his master. So for one day he gets to keep it. What? What? So the Yerushalmi says, let's say a man who's a chatzi Eved, chatzi on a free day. What if he's Mekadosh, a woman? The Gemara says it doesn't work. The Yerushalmi says it's a suffix. It's a choshesh and it works. So the Kitzos says, what's going on here? So the Kitzos says, it's Machlokas and Bavli and the Yerushalmi as follows. According to the Bavli, you are not a free Eved. You're not free. You're chatzi Eved, chatzi ben Korin. So regarding Isurim, you're completely chatzi Eved, chatzi ben Korin. So you can't get married at all. Your mom is stuck. Like we said, like Beis Hillel, like Mishamai said, and Beis Hillel said, you're right. Your mom is stuck. However, like you said, for purposes of money, the day that of the week that you're free will the day that your avdus will be meshubat. It's a funny word, meshubat. Your avdus will be subservient to your freedom, and the money goes to you. What happens the next day? I think you still could keep it. And on a day that you're in Eved, your freedom is meshubat to the avdus. Therefore, if you get hurt by a shor, or if you find a mitziah, it doesn't belong to you. But according to the Yerushalmi, you're mamash lagamri free that day. By the way, the Kitzos says it's impossible. It's no such thing. Once you're free, you're free. The Yerushalmi is very difficult. Chassam Sofer says that according to the Yerushalmi, you have an answer to get married. What's going to happen the next day? I don't know. But yes, that day, he can get married. But what's going to happen? He's a free man. He marries a free girl. And then tomorrow, they take her away. I don't know what's going to happen. But Lamaisa, he can marry. He has one night he could have. So according to the Yerushalmi, if you're lagamri free, how do you go back to being not free? I don't know. That's a good question. That's the Yerushalmi Shita. Therefore, if you find a Metziah, you keep it, and the next day you lose it. Why? Because I'm not free anymore. Mamash Chatzi is taken to such an extreme that's what the Yerushalmi says. It's not. We would never think that in a million years. We never would have said this either. Right? But that's what the Yerushalmi says. That's what the Kso says. Okay? Who? Yeah, right. Toshma. Hamis mi shechatzio eved v'chatzio ben chorin. Let's say the eved, who's a chatzio eved and chatzio ben chorin, is killed by an accident by an ox. So the halacha is, if you're a free person and you're killed by an ox, the master of the ox has to pay the family, it's called kofar. Has to pay the family the kofar, the value of the, however they evaluate the life of a person. That's what the family of the owner of the ox has to pay the family of the victim. What if he's an Eved Kenani that gets killed by an ox? You have to pay 30 shkalim. It's a knas. So now, what if he's chatzi chatzi? So the Gemara says as follows: Hamis misha chatzi Eved chatzi ben chorin. Let's say he's half and half. So nosin chatzi knas l'rabo. So you give chatzi knas to the master, the chatzi kofar liyarshav, and half the kofar to the yarshav. Because it's half and half. So the Gemara says, Amai, why did you do that? Hachanami, let's say, Leima Yom Shal Rabo L'Rabo. Well, when did he get killed? If he got killed on a day he works for the master, then the 30 shkal go to the master. And Yom Shal Atzmo L'Atzmo. And if it's on a day that he works for himself, it should go L'Atzmo. Rashi says, L'Atzmo, Who are the how does this person have Yarshim? So the Gemara might ask that question tomorrow. I don't know. So some of the Mefarshim say, how does he have Yarshim? The Pasal of Yarshim. But it says La'atzmo. La'atzmo. Rashi says, yeah, the Gemara says later. Fine. Because how does he have Yarshim? Okay. So, Yom Shal Atzmo La'atzmo. So why don't we say that? So the Gemara says, you know why we don't say that? Shiny Hacha, here it's different. You know why? Because since he was killed, the lokalya karna, the Karen is gone. The Karen is gone. What does that mean? Difficult line. That means that there's nothing there's nothing ever that's going to be recovered. He's dead. So all the Karen that is going to be paid for this person has to be paid. So it can't be split. So the Gemara asks, is it ever not a case like that? It's always like that. The Karen has to be paid, right? So what kind of answer is that? So the Gemara says, no, you know what what's going on here? Kigon, for example, Sheko al Yado, he wasn't killed now. Let's say he was damaged on his hand, Vitzimsi Yado, and his hand became shriveled, but if it's so falachzar, it's going to be healed. It's only a temporary damages. Temporary damages. And that's the case of the Gemara. So who gets the temporary damages? So the Gemara says, Ha nichala abaya. This makes sense according to Abaya, to Omar, who says that when a person, such a person has temporary damages, he gets two payments. He gets nezek, and he gets sheveth. What's the difference? It's a big sugi in Baba Kama. Nezek is the value that you went down because you're injured. And sheveth is the value that you, the money that you can't now work. Two separate things. Okay? Nezek is your decrease in value as a slave, let's say, what would be on the open market. And sheveth is lemaisa, now you can't work. Let's say you can work with a different job, I can watch the grass grow, so you'll get a deduction. So they pay that guy $5 an hour, but you were a scientist, you were paying $1,000 an hour, so you'll get paid $995 an hour, because you can't work. Nezek is your entire total decrease in value. Two separate things. So according to Abaya, you get paid those two things. You get paid the sheves gedola, which is the nezek, the value, the decrease in your value totally, and you get paid the decrease in your lost wages. But el l'rava, but according to Rava, the Amar who said, eino nosin lo el shifto, the only thing you get is a decrease in your actual shebechol yom v'yom. You get up in the morning, I can't work today. I can't work today. You know why? Because the ox ruined my hand. I can't work. So we'll give you a paycheck for the lost wages. What about the total decrease in value? That's only temporary. So according to Rava, there's no such thing. Now, hai sharhu, we're talking about a shar. Vishar eno mashalim el nezek. A shar only pays nezek. Why? The other four, a shar does not pay. Only human beings pay that. So the shar doesn't pay. So according to Rava, this brisa doesn't make any... it's not a brisa. That's going to be the Gemara's answer. What is this statement? It's a toshma. We don't know what kind of statement it is. So according to Rava, this statement is a kash on him. Because we said, chatzi and chatzi, we're talking about a case where it's lokalia, but according to Rava, there is no such case. Not by Ishar. Why? Because there is, because according to Rava, there is no such case like this. Why? Because there is no nezek here. There's only sheveth, only lost wages. Lost wages, oxes don't pay. So what do you have here? You have only lost wages. So how could there ever be a case where you'd even split between half the value to the yarshim and half the value to the baal? It's no such case. So if ibayis ema, if you want to, one answer would be kishikiu adam. You're right. Change this memra to say that it's an Adam. And if it's an Adam, then you can split it. Because human beings do pay all five. Or, v'ibay same, or memrihi. This is a statement. Umemra l'rava lo svirlech. So Rava didn't argue, didn't have to hold from this statement. It's not a tanoi, it's not a brisa, it's not a mishnah. We don't know what it is. It's some statement out there. So Rava has to hold from every statement in the world? No. So Rava doesn't hold from it. The question is, the Rambam in Hilchas Chovel Umazik, Paragdal Alokhi Yibay says, Misha Chatzio Eved Vachatzio Ben Chorin, Shebaishu, Adam, who was embarrassed, Oh, Tziaru, or he was tired, Oh, Shenogcho Shar, Ukiyotze bezeh, ukiyotze be'elu, im irazeh b'yom shel rabo l'rabo, b'yom shel atzmo l'atzmo. It's holding like a baya. So the Rambam is holding like a baya. It's not one of the Yalkagams. You have to figure that out, what the Rambam meant by that. Okay, next. Iboyelahu. Here we go. Ma'ukav get shichur. Let's say a guy is a ma'ukav get shichur. What does ma'ukav get shichur mean? Ma'ukav get shichur means that the master told the Eved, by the way, I'm freeing you. I'm freeing you, but he didn't write the get shichur yet. Why not? For whatever reason, he didn't write the get shichur yet. But I'm freeing you. Don't worry about it. You're free. So the Gemara has, Ibarlahu ma'ukav get shichur, yesh lo knas, o ein lo knas. Do you get a knas or not? Now what happened? You hit this Eved. You have to pay the knas? Or is he free? Is he an Eved or is he free? So first of all, Kesef Shloshim Shkol Mitin La Adonav Amarachmana. The Torah says that if you damage an ox, if you damage an Eved, you have to give 30 Shkolim to the Adon, to the master. Amarachmana. Vahai Lav Adon, who's not a master anymore. You know why? Because he told the Eved he's freeing him. Oh, Dilma, or maybe, no. Kivet the Mechusar get Shichrur. He didn't get to get yet. So Adon Karina Bey, he's called an Adon still. That's the Gemara's question. So Toshma, let's try to answer it. Hamis Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chorin. We just said that if an Eved who's a Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chorin is killed, notin Chetzi Knas L'Rabo, the Chetzi Kofer L'Yarshav. So my love, aren't we talking about the Mishnah Achrona when he has to free him? So what do you see? He's not really free. Lo Mishnah Rishona. We're talking about the Mishnah Rishona. So therefore what? And the Rav doesn't have to free him yet. So therefore he's still an Adon. It's not a Ka. We don't have an answer. We don't have an answer. Right? Toshma. The Brisa says as follows. Hippel Asheno. Let's say you knock out your Eved's tooth, which by the way sets him free. Then Visima is Eno. Then you blind him, which also would set him free. But he's already free. So the Brisa says, Yotza Bishino. He goes out by knocking out his tooth, and Vinos into me Eno, and you have to pay him for the eye, which is mashma, that he's free now. Now the E Amrit Yeshlo Knas V'Knas L'Rabo. If you want to tell me that he has a knas, such a thing as a knas, and the knas goes to the master, then wait a minute. Hashta chevle be'achwini yavle l'rabe. If somebody else would do this, the money would go to the master. So chevle be'rabe gufe yavle l'dide. So he did it himself, he has to pay the slave himself. In other words, there's no sketchich over here. So why is he paying the value of the eye to the eye? To the Eved, it must be that when he freed him by knocking out his tooth, he's completely free. So what do you see? That you don't need to get shichur. That's the Gemara's going to answer that. Dilma, no, come on, Dharma, ain't no tzarech. Maybe when you knock out a guy's tooth, it's an automatic freedom. You don't have to write him. By the way, I hereby free you because I knocked out your tooth. No, he's totally free. The Tanya, b'kulon Eved yotze behen lecheres. V'tzarech get shichur me'rabo div Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Meir Omer, eino tzarech. He doesn't need. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Loza Omer, tzarech. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, eino tzarech. Akiva Omer, tzarech. Right, so it was a big machlokis about it. Hamukhroi lefnei chachamim, omrim. Those that were machriya, the chachamim. Rashi says he doesn't know who those people are. Nirim div Rabbi Tarfon b'shein v'ayin. I think Rabbi Tarfon's right by shein v'ayin that he goes out completely free. Hol v'torah zachsalo. Because the Torah said so. The Divrei Rabbi Akiva b'shar Evarim, and Rabbi Akiva is right by the other Evarim. Right? Because there are 24 Evarim that he goes out free for. Those aren't in the Torah. Ho'il v'knas chachamim hu. It's a knas. So the verse says, knas hu? Kra kardoshinan. It's a drasha. Those 24, learn that of a drasha. So Gemara says, no, ela ema hol umidrash chachamim hu. You're right, it's a drasha. So since it's a drasha, the rule would be different. And for you chop off the Eved's finger, which is one of the 24, for that you have to write a get shichur. But for a tooth or an eye, you don't have to. So Tosfos explains, because it's not, we never treat drashas differently than we treat Mefarish Pesukim. What's going on here? Because nobody knew that drashas. People didn't know drashas. If it says it says it in the Bible, that they know. But drasha, not everybody knew. So it could happen. It's a that you knocked out, you chopped off his toe by mistake, now he goes free. But no one's going to know that, because no one knows all those drushes. No one knows all the ins and outs. So this guy's walking down the street, and maybe someone's going to tell him he's free. He's not. It's going to be a whole big, and the man's not going to know. You're going to have a lot of problems. So, gzeira d'rabbanan, write him a get shechur. So you have all these problems will be solved. If it's a tooth or an eye, everybody knows. So you don't have to write a get shechur for that. That everybody knew. Nobody had a question on that. But when it comes to the 24, not everybody knew, and that's what it means in Mezhesh Chachamim. Since it's a drasha, not everybody knew it. No good? Here we go. Ready for this? Ibayelahu. Mu'ukav get shichur, ochel truma o inu ochel. If he's a mu'ukav get shichur, which means as follows. Again, the master told him, you're free. I'm freeing you. But he didn't give him the get yet. And now the halacha is that the eved kenani of a kohen is allowed to eat truma. Why? Because he's king in kaspo. It's amazing. Yisrael can't eat truma. But an eved kenani of a kohen is allowed to eat truma. So the kohen told the eved, I'm freeing you, by the way. When is that going to take? I don't know, when I get around to writing it, but you're free. So can you eat truma now? That's the Gemara's question. Amar Rachmana, kinyan kaspo, Amar Rachmana, v'hai lav kinyan kaspo, who? He's not kinyan kaspo anymore. Because from the perspective of the Adon, he's been freed. Odilma, or maybe, given the mechusar, get shichwer, kinyan kaspo, karinan bay. Since he didn't get a get yet, he's still called kinyan kaspo. What?
Why?
One minute. Tosvo says, the question of the Gemara is, if someone is a chati eved, chati ben chorin, the master now has to free him, because he's being forced to, and the master is a kohen, can such a person eat truma? That's the Gemara's question. Says the Maharam and the Marshal, that question makes no sense. Because if you're a chati free person, how could the Gemara have a havrin you can eat truma? No, it doesn't depend what day it is. How could you have a havmid? You're chati free. You're chati free. How could you have a havmid and eat truma? How could Tosa say that? That's the Gemara's question. So the Chassam Sofer says, "Ein echanami." Of course you can't eat truma. No question about it. The whole question was, what if the eved? What if this chati eat truma? Does he pay keren v'chomesh on the whole thing? He did a peshogi, or does he only pay keren v'chomesh on half? Because lamaisa he's half an eved. He's half an eved, and half an eved is allowed to eat truma. That's the Chassam Sofer's answer. The Gerush Yerachim says, even if it's true that a full Eved, whose master is Yisroel, then he would not eat Truma. But if he's half, maybe he does because he's the Eved Gomor of a Kohen. At least he's the Eved Gomor of a Kohen. And we're going to go 1 minute over, but I'll tell you now it's worth it. The Kerem Tzion HaShalom says as follows. What Tosfos is talking about is, the Eved, Tosfos is explaining the question of the Gemara. Chati Eved, Chati Ben Chorin, does he eat Truma or not? The case is as follows. The Eved is between the age of 12 and 13. And we know that an Eved has Dinim like an Isha. So the Eved part of him has the Dinim of an Isha, who's Mechoyev in Mitzvos. As a 12-year-old, the Eved part is Mechoyev in Mitzvos because an Isha is Mechoyev in Mitzvos at the age of 12. So as an Eved, he's allowed to eat Truma. As a free person, he's a katan. Now, a katan, there's no isser in eating truma. Maybe there's chinuch. That was the Gemara's question. Can such a person eat truma? You hear that?
Explanation doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
She's only free because she matures faster.
Oh, that's exactly what Rav Yosef Engel says. Rav Yosef Engel says, what kind of comparison is that? The whole reason why a girl start at 12, is the Gemara says, is because they have been a yesera. So they mature earlier, so the mechuyev mitzvahs earlier. It's a nature thing. So how can a male ever have the dinam of a female? That's crazy. How can a male ever have the dinam of a female? He says, by the way, the Gemara in Erechin, the Tosfos in Erechin, that says exactly the opposite. Tosfos says that an Eved Kenani has the dinam of an Erechin, like Zecharim, like males. So what kind of dimin is this? Menashe Klein, in the Mishnah Halacha, says, not so crazy. Why does an Eved have to do mitzvahs? Does he have to do mitzvos because of his own individual value? Or does his chiyuv in mitzvos flow from the master? Similar to, he says, my animal's not allowed to work on Shabbos. What, the animal has the chiyuv not to work? No, it's my chiyuv. I can't let my animals work. I have to make sure that my avadim do mitzvot ki'isha. If they do mitzvot ki'isha, then maybe I have the dinah of an isha. But I think that Rabbi Yosef Engel is more mistaber. He quotes this answer and says he doesn't agree with it. He mamash quotes the answer that a person can be split into half. He says it's just not true. The comparison between an isha and an eved doesn't go by things that are inherently natural for women, like when they mature. It goes by la la me'isha to an eved that the comparison is that the mechuvah nitzvah is ke'isha. Not that they begin being mechuvah nitzvah when women are at the age of 12. Absolutely not. But could not say that. That's wild. That's the top 10 wild vart we've ever had. And we'll stop here. And we will continue. The Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara is not. I'm not going to leave you hanging. The Gemara does not resolve the question about can this person who is Mu'ukuva get eat truma or not? It's not going to be resolved. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.